False Prophets in the World Today by Nathaniel Burson. I think we may have misunderstood what God meant by false prophets in the Bible. We've had the idea that all false prophets were demon-possessed liars, bent on stubbornly rejecting the true prophets and killing them. The problem with this thinking is that it places them in a realm of unreality and makes them special creatures which seem to have vanished, along with true prophets. And today, I want to see if, perhaps, there are true false prophets today, just as there were in the days of Jeremiah and Elijah. Up front, I have to say that there are many false prophets in the Bible who were working directly for Satan the devil, and who had his help. Jannes and Jambres, who withstood Moses, 2 Timothy 3, verse 8, and who evidently had Satan's power backing them up to work miracles and make their walking sticks become snakes, Exodus 7 verses 11 and 12, etc. But there is another huge class, which makes up the vast majority of false prophets. Ezekiel 13 verse 17. Likewise, you son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and you prophesy against them. Notice that these false prophets prophesy out of their own heart, not necessarily out of Satan's heart. Jeremiah 14, verse 14. Then the Lord said unto me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I did not send them, neither have I commanded them, neither did I speak to them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of nothing, and the deceit of their heart. Here too, it is the deceit of their heart that they prophesy. But what could this mean? Remember, these were real people, not that different from you and me, except that they didn't have indoor plumbing. We, in this enlightened age, tend to picture the past as a bunch of naked savages or people with inferior intelligence who worship rocks and stuff. But obviously, this wasn't the case. They were real, intelligent people, just as our grandparents were, just without technology. The point of this is that if one of them were to get on our table and grunt, "Ugh, God, he give Grog a dream. We big happy now." No one would believe him then any more than they would now. No, these false prophets were dignified, respected men in the community as a rule. Before we can go any farther, we have to find out what a false prophet did with his time. What were his goals? Lamentations 2, verse 14. Your prophets have seen vain and foolish things for you, and they have not discovered your iniquity, to turn away your captivity, but have seen for you false burdens and causes of banishment. The false prophet's job is to make people feel good about themselves, never to find their sins and turn away God's anger from them, as a true prophet does, but to make up fake reasons for God's anger that aren't the people's fault. Things like, "God is just testing us," is a false reason for God's punishment, but a great way to take the blame away from the people and make them comfortable with their righteousness. Jeremiah 8, verse 11. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. The false prophets healed the hurt of Judah slightly by saying, "Peace, peace." They make them feel better about themselves. But they never healed the root of the problem by making the people aware of their sins, as Jeremiah did. Luke 6, verse 26. Woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. And why wouldn't the people prefer false prophets? They say good things about them, and make them feel good. A true prophet is always nitpicking and nagging about toeing the line and following the rules. Who wouldn't prefer a false prophet, all things being equal? But surely, you say, these attitudes no longer exist today. We are not like the fathers in the old time. We hate false prophets. We just love truth. Matthew 23, verse 30. And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. I don't know a person in the church today who doesn't believe that they wouldn't have killed the prophets and they wouldn't have killed Christ. Oh, a lot of people have been browbeaten by the ministry into saying that they would have, but they have just adopted a false humility, and deep down, they don't believe they would have. And now it's time to fast forward to the 21st century and see if there are any false prophets in the world today. Have you ever heard the phrase, God laid it on my heart, or God told me? Mind you, I'm not saying that God doesn't talk to people today. I'm just saying that he isn't talking to most of the people who make those statements. I know that for a fact, because I've talked to quite a few of them, and without fail, they say things that are contrary to the law and the word of God. Isaiah 8 verse 20. To the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So by that simple test, God isn't speaking to most people who make statements like that. So where do those feelings come from? Why do they believe that the Lord put it in their heart to say these things? I'm sure that in some of the more extreme cases, there is direct demonic influence, but that is the exception rather than the rule. The Bible says that they are dreaming these things up out of the imagination of their own heart. Jeremiah 23 verse 16. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain, they make a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. Let me give you a few examples. I was talking to a certain young man once, and somehow the subject of casinos came up. And he was telling me that God didn't want him to go to casinos. Now, while I agree with the principle, his way of saying it aroused my curiosity, so I asked him how he knew this. He informed me levelly that God had told him so. I responded something to the effect of, oh, did he now? Does he have a deep voice like in the movies? At that, I think he got a bit defensive, although I can't imagine why, and said, well, no, God didn't actually speak to him. Then I asked him again how he knew that God didn't want him to go to a casino. He said that he and his family had gone to a casino, and he had taken $40 to gamble, and lost it all. He said that as he was walking away, he spotted $40 in the bushes. He said that God was showing him that he would give him the money he needed. He didn't need to gamble. Whether God was really doing this or not, this is a far cry from what actually happened to the original statement, God told me not to. A great deal of imagination was used to fill in the blanks between the facts, when all that really happened was that his own heart was looking for a way to rationalize losing the money, and somewhere he had probably heard that gambling is wrong, so his conscience was troubling him a bit as well. Then when he saw the money laying there, he thought, God might not want me to do this. Then his heart expanded on that idea, and because of his religious background, he interpreted that as God laying something on his heart, when in reality, he doesn't know who laid what on his heart, or if he made it up himself. This, then, is interpreted a step more as God speaking to him. This is a rather obscure example of a false prophet, someone who says God said something that God didn't say, and makes up dreams, visions, and advice out of their own heart. Not necessarily a demon-inspired maniac, but I have another good example, too. I know a woman, a rather pushy, rebellious woman, who claims to be on intimate terms with the Lord. God was unavailable for comment, but I suspect he has a different viewpoint on their relationship, but that's beside the point. Anyway, to hear her tell it, God talks to her all the time. Once I asked for an example, and she told me the following story. One day she, her husband, and young son were outside doing yard work, and her husband was driving the tractor with a bush hog behind it, mowing some heavy brush. He shouted to her from the tractor to take their son inside. She pretty much never listens to her husband, by her own unashamed admission, and so she was going to ignore him. Then, the Lord told her to listen to him this time. So she grabbed their son to take him inside, and then a few minutes later, a rock was thrown, quote, right where he was. How does she know that the Lord told her this? She said she just suddenly thought that he was her husband, and maybe she should listen to him. Isn't this what is commanded in the Bible? If she knew anything about the Bible at all, her own conscience should have been pricking her to do this anyway. The fact that it did, and she listened to it for once, doesn't at all imply that God miraculously, quote, told her something. Again, I'm not saying that God can't and doesn't routinely help people, but every errant thought that you have isn't God laying something on your heart, and shouldn't be used as proof that God is happy with your obedience and is working with you. When you try to listen for the Lord to say something to you, And when your religion and your self-esteem depends desperately on hearing from him constantly, then you are going to be likely to ascribe every random thought that you agree with to something the Lord said. And when you say that God said something that God didn't say, you are bearing false witness against God. If you say that God healed you and he didn't, then you are bearing false witness against God. Okay, maybe you're bearing false witness for God, but either way, you're saying God did something that God didn't do, which breaks the ninth commandment, and disobedience to that command will prevent God from talking to you again, even if he was talking with you to begin with. Jeremiah 23, verse 26. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yes, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. A false prophet is nothing more than someone affirming that God said something that they imagined, however well-intentioned they might be. It is someone who says that God feels a certain way because they feel a certain way. Ezekiel 22, verse 28. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus says the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken. Isn't that what these two examples above said, saying, Thus said the Lord God to me, when in fact the Lord had not spoken to them at all? At best, he silently prompted their conscience to do something. But no honest person could really say that God spoke to them, and in reality, it's dubious that God even so much as prompted them. Of course, most prophets are far more sinister than the two relatively innocent examples I quoted, but only in that they are talking about subjects that are more foundational and more important to God. The attitude and the way by which they arrive at their conclusions remains the same. They may not even say that God told me to tell you this, but something like, the Bible plainly teaches that you go to heaven when you die. That's something that the Bible, the written word of God, does not say. So saying that it does say that makes that person a false prophet, but it doesn't necessarily make them a demon-possessed liar, although there are a fair share of those out there too. The bottom line is that false prophets don't always teach a vision out of Satan's heart. They often merely teach a vision out of their own heart. But since their heart is carnal and desperately wicked, just like the devil's, their views will always be on the same side of the fence, and the opposite side from God's. And their teachings, that even though you have sinned, you shall not surely die for that sin, Genesis 3 verse 4, will always be the same whether directly inspired by the devil or not, because that is what the carnal heart desperately desires, and out of the abundance of that heart the mouth speaks, Matthew 12 verse 34. Jeremiah 23 verse 17. They still say unto them that despise me, The Lord has said, You shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walks after the imagination of his own heart, No evil shall come upon you. But that's not what God said. That's what the false prophets in the world today say. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.